and the days figuring out the perfect combination of flavor and cone. Sugar, cake, waffle, plain or chocolate dipped. Swimming days. Days looking up cheat codes for games you already beat. Days your best friend goes on vacation, and you watch TV shows you've already seen because you don't want to do anything new till your best friend gets back. Days making secret potions with stuff from the pantry. Days your dad makes you go golfing. Days building a water slide park for ants. Days at the movie theater, in air conditioning, sucking soda through a licorice straw, while things explode on screen. In the fall, it will be dark and chilly, and you will look back and remember 50 different kinds of day. And it will be like you lived 50 different summers. This book is about a summer in the woods. Chapter 1. Ah, summer in Yawney Valley. Welcome, welcome. Smell the wildflowers blooming in the woods. Smell the cows who bend down with hungry lips to tear those wildflowers from their stems, chewing them, swallowing them, and regurgitating them. Up and down, to and fro, from mouth to stomach to mouth again for hours and hours, till their petals, pistils, and stamens have degraded into cud, which the cows finally digest. Sorry, that was disgusting. But hey, the flowers have nice names. Peas blossom and thistle, broom and leek, cowslips, hawthorn, eglantine, and of course, heart's ease, known too as Johnny Jump-Up, or Love and Idleness, or the Field Violet. If you've read the first two books in this series, The Terrible Two and The Terrible Two Get Worse, you know the Field Violet is a special kind of flower. The Field Violet is the state flower. And if you know that, then you probably know it's illegal to pick them. It's not like you'd get sent to jail. Still, it's frowned upon. You could get in trouble. Of course, trouble never stopped Miles and Niles, and it probably never will. That's a lot of violets. One of us smells like a turkey, said Miles.
What?
Said Niles. Like a turkey, said Miles. Like Thanksgiving dinner. One of us smells like Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, said Niles. Yeah, that's you.
What? Said Miles. How do you know it's me? Niles pointed to a couple of places on Miles' outfit.
You're wearing sage and leeks. You rub that stuff on a turkey.
You could have warned me, said Miles.
I said just do violets.
It's true Niles had said that. But early that morning, when they were scrounging flowers in the forest for camouflage, Miles had thought it'd be cool to have some variety. A little white, a couple shades of purple. So he'd pick some leeks and some sage, and even some wild garlic. Now that he was belly down in a violet patch, breathing hard and baking in the midday sun, Miles was having regrets. When Miles had regrets, he tended to act as if he had no regrets.
Well, I still think it looks good, said Miles.
I even think it smells good, said Niles. I like turkey.
Then what the heck are we arguing about?
I didn't think we were arguing.
You said I smelled like a turkey.
You said you smelled like a turkey, said Niles. I never said anything.
How can you say that when you're saying something right now?
They continued to argue about whether they were arguing. Nearby, a branch broke. A boy cursed. Another boy laughed. Miles and Niles both shut their mouths. They buried their heads in the flowers, so they blended in with the field, which was on a little hill that overlooked a circle of trees. Miles and Niles crawled forward and took up a post behind a big piece of granite. From there, they could spy on the grove. There was trash in the grove, crushed cans and magazines torn in half, a crumpled sweatshirt sinking into a mud puddle, an old knife stuck out from a stump. Crudely painted signs were nailed into tree trunks. The voices in the woods grew louder. Someone delivered the punchline to a bad joke. A rude song was sung badly. And then three boys burst into the